This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 232 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing with Martial Arts Month. So February, we decided to go with we picked some martial arts movies or action movies starring famous martial artists. This week, we got a twofer. We got my man Jason Statham. And we got my man Jet Li. My man Jason Statham. Your man Jet Li. Lethal Weapon 4. And we got a little movie called War. Now, Alex, this was a first time watch for me. I thought I've seen this movie.
You never saw it?
No, once it started, I said, I've never seen this movie. I don't even know. I think I mixed this movie up with the one called The One. Remember that movie?
Oh, Jet Li. Yeah,
Statham's in that one too, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure. Maybe he's not. Maybe I don't know anything. But I'm pretty sure I've seen that one. He's like clones. I thought that was this, and it was not this. So this was the first time watch for me. How about you?
Jason Statham was in The One.
Clarify. I've seen The One, and I thought this was like, once this started, I was like, this ain't clones. Yeah. And then there you go. So it was the first time watch for me.
This was a total first time watch for me. I purchased this today digitally. It was $7. I was like, you know what? You can't go wrong. $7.
I think I got the Blu-ray for like $5 at the used bookstore. I knew we were reviewing it, so I just bought it.
Yeah, for $7 HD. I was like, you know what? I'm cool with that. Look, I mean, we're doing a review, but I got to say, I don't know where this movie slipped through my radar, bro. It went through the radar. Someone put stealth on this movie, and it did not come up for me.
I mean,
for some reason,
two guys in it, you would think you've at least heard of it.
I thought so. So I don't know what the hell I was doing in 2007, but
I thought it was The One this whole time. So I've never seen it. You've never seen it. So before we review it and give our 2 cents, let's talk a little critic scores. This is not good. This has a 13%.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, 13%. Audiences were a little more forgiving, a 51%. Okay, a lot more.
Oh, that's
forgiving.
More.
51%. Yeah, I could see both, actually. I could see both.
Yeah.
I could see regular audience people being like, yeah, sure. And I could see critics being like, horrible. So before we get into it, I'm actually looking forward to letting you go first this time because I want to hear your 2 cents before I give mine on everything. Okay. So we're going to start off now. This is a weird movie where the villain is
it's a twist.
Good guy, but the good guy might be bad. We're going to go with the way the movie presents it for most of the movie.
Yeah.
Our lead hero is played by Jason Statham, and we'll go ahead and we'll score it that way, and then we'll talk more in storyline.
Okay, so I was torn with this. This movie was so hard for me to judge. It was really hard for me. I texted your ass and you never even answered me back.
I left it blank because I wanted to talk about it here.
Yeah, I kind of figured. Because there were certain things about this movie, which is good and bad, that worked and didn't work. And one of them was Jason Statham as an FBI agent. That shit does not work for me. I don't know why. I'm so used to him being an assassin for all these time, a mercenary, a mechanic.
A driver. Yeah.
Like, when you put someone like that with an FBI that follows rules, that shit don't work for me, bro. Like, it's weird. It reminded me of Jason Statham. Was it Jason Statham as the cop? Another cop in Crank. It did not work.
Crank. Remember that? No, he wasn't a cop in Crank. He was like a bad guy in Crank. What's the one?
Oh, Homefront.
Homefront. Yeah, Homefront. He was like a good guy.
That did not work.
He was a British cop living in the swamp of Louisiana.
Yeah. So for me, it did not work as much as the FBI. Other than that, he did a great job portraying the FBI. It just, the look did not work for me. But everything else he did great. He fought very well. He did everything like top notch. Jason Statham, nothing corny or over the top. He was really Jason Statham in a generic character and brought it to life. So I gave him a 4. I don't think it was perfect, but I gave him a 4.
Okay. I gave him a lower, but not much, because you hit the nail on the head. It's just so generic. This is like a super, like, it's like they went to the book. Like, let's look at the action movie book of cliches. Let's see how many we can check off.
They rolled the dice and see where it landed.
Yeah, it landed on FBI agent, loses his partner, divorces his wife because the job takes over his life. He's probably an alcoholic. He's, you know, he cares too much about work than he does his kids. He misses his son's basketball games. Like, it's all the very cliche stuff. So because of that, I gave him a 3. I mean, I don't think he's horrible. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But it's super, super, super cliche. Now, Statham's good in the role. He does a good job. I agree with you. Obviously, he's great in the action scenes. The ones he's in, he's great in them. He's an action star. To me, Jason Statham, it's like, I always thought Van Damme, but I don't think Van Damme anymore. I think he's more like a modern day like Charles Bronson, but with better fighting. Like, Charles Bronson was like guns, but you know, he's like that. He's just a tough guy. He talks like a tough guy. He looks like a tough guy. Charles Bronson shot everybody. Jason Statham kicks them, but it's the same concept. You know what I mean? He's not a big, larger than life actor or character in anything. Crank, kind of, he's kind of crazy, but everything else, he's usually like a low key compared to, you know, he always has a 5 o'clock shadow. He always talks like this. So yeah, I gave him a 3. There's not much to him. Like, he has a partner. I'm saving a lot of stuff for storyline. And the partner dies and he wants to get revenge on the guy who killed his partner, who shows back up after like years later. That's pretty much it. Like, that's his whole arc. And his wife leaves him because he cares too much about finding the guy.
You know who could play this character?
Who's that?
Bruce Willis.
Oh God, this is Bruce Willis, tailor made for 2000s Bruce Willis. You're right.
Bruce Willis is a handful of things, but he is always a cop. He's always divorced. He always takes painkillers or alcohol.
he always looks a little sweaty. This is a Bruce Willis. You're right. Maybe they reached out to him and he was like, can't do it. And they said, let's call Jason.
I might be typecasting.
they're going to typecast me and I'm too cool. I love Bruce Willis, but yeah, that's a good comp, actually. I mean, you could do this. Anyway, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 4. Okay, main villain now in this case, Jet, surprisingly, I didn't know. I thought, again, because I was thinking this was the one. I thought Jason Statham was going to be the bad guy and Jet Li was a good guy. Jet Li is actually the main villain for most of this movie.
What did
you think of him? He's Rogue from Lethal Weapon 4.
Look, let me just tell you, brother. Let me just tell you that. He's a 5.
Oh my gosh.
My boy is a 5, and this is why. He is silent but violent. This dude does not talk throughout the movie. Like, most of the movie, he's not talking, but we will say why.
Yep.
Because of the twist. But when he fights, my man gets in it to win it, baby. He is whooping ass. And you know what this, and I'll say it in the storyline, but Jet Li, in all jokes aside, his character was really well put together, right? He's a rogue, right? That's his name. But he has an actual code name. I mean, whatever his name was. But he's named by Rogue. He's a triad, not a triad. He's Kawasaki.
He's working for like both the triads and the Yakuza.
The Yakuza and the triad. So he's both. So he's like a rogue agent. But he is so good at it because the way he manipulates the old situation, I like it. I love it, dude. I think he is, and you know, not to take nothing away from Statham, he was the best part of this movie was my man Jet Li. Oh man, let me just say he was so good, but I want to talk about it on the action. But he was, he was fearless, okay? He whooped ass. I loved it, right? And when he needs to kill somebody, he does not hesitate or wait. He just kills you right there and then. He kills women and children. I love it. All right, with that said, anyway, I gave him a 5.
Okay, all right. Glad you did. I did not. But, so, I actually had him. I'm going to agree with something you said, though. He is a more hit, well, by the end, his character is way better, like, drawn out, I guess, than Statham's. Like, he has a more storyline, I guess. I had him at a 3 as well, but there's a moment, and this is why I upped it to a 4. I gave him a 4. There's a moment where I was watching the movie and I had written down 3 already. And I was like, 3, this guy's just like, he's there. He barely talks. He's playing both sides. Again, cliche. He's working for both groups. He's pitting them against each other, making this guy's getting mad and this guy's getting mad. And he's going to take out the triads and he's going to take out the Yakuza. You could tell he's a bad guy, but maybe he's trying to do something right. He lets the lady live. And there's a moment that he went up to a 4 and I deleted my 3 and I added 4. And that's when he goes outside that house when he lets the lady live and he cuts that guy's head off with the sword. And as soon as he cuts the guy's, he just like swings the sword and cuts the dude's head off. I said, okay, I got to give him at least a 4 because he just cut that guy's head off. Now, there are other reasons that, because I'm waiting for storyline, that it stays at a 4 for me. But I think his character was better than Jason Statham's character. I agree with you there. So I gave him 1 point higher. You gave him 1 point higher as well. So for me, it was a 4. For you, it was a 5. Okay, action.
Oh, pfft. Oh my God. This thing is okay. It's not much action. So I want people to understand. It's not as much action, but when the action does kick in, the action is really good. Again, Jet Li does his stuff. Jason Statham does his stuff. So I'm not going to take away nothing, because even the fight at the end when he's fighting the actual master dude and he's cutting pieces of meat off of him, I said, this is legit ass whooping, and I loved it. Even when he stuck the knife into him and he goes, painting my weapon, and I was like, yo, this is crazy. Him fighting Jet Li, Statham versus Jet Li, I thought that was really good. Cool. Yeah, Statham doing his stuff in the restaurant when he's fighting the Yakuza's, because they're fighting the other dude because he set them all up and they were having an action-packed scenes. Look, it was all good. I gave it a 5. For this type of movie, 2 juggernauts. For action, I think they did a really good job with this martial arts type of storyline, to be really honest with you. To me.
Yeah, no, that's fair. All right, I gave it a 3.
You gave it a 3?
I gave it a 3. Now, I don't disagree with anything you said. I thought there were some awesome parts. I especially like the end. I think the action in the third act's the best. The part with Jet Li when the triad guy shows up finally and he has his little square off with him. The fight with him and Statham is actually really well done. Good fight choreography there. Here's where I'm watching this and I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. So I had to give it a 3. But my technical glasses came on and I hate the way a lot of the action scenes early on are edited. I really hate it. A lot of them felt cheap to me. Some of the editing choices were weird. There's like weird cuts and stop frames. And like, it just, I was like, what? I don't like this. I don't like the beginning. Like, it starts off with an action scene, but is the most like TV show action scene to me. And it does get better as the movie goes on. But the action in the first half, really the first half, is very TV show. I was like, this is like NYPD Blue, but with action. Pretty much. The car chase was okay. You know, it has that one scene where he's like, the car is up in the... I remember that was in the trailer, not when I watched it, where the car is like up his Jason Statham's muscle car. But I had a lot of problem with the editing, and I was like, this is so amateur. I looked it up. I was like, who directed this? And this guy only directed one movie, and it was this. He never directed another movie after this or before it, and he made music videos. He came from music videos. He did a lot of hip-hop videos for Dr. Dre and, like, you know, West Coast rappers. So I don't know. Maybe it was a direction thing for me, but I gave it a 3. But I'm not going to argue with your 5. I totally understand where you're coming from. All right, here we go. This is what I've been waiting for. Storyline.
Okay, storyline is a 3. It's a 3. It's not going 4 or 5. I know that's what Nate was waiting for, because I was throwing 4s and 5 all over the place. I know. It's a 3. It's a 3. The storyline is one of the most basic storylines ever, but the twist is what made it unique for me. I thought, because it threw me off guard. I did not see it coming.
Yeah.
At all. When I tell you at all, this twist was so fucking good that I did not know at all what was going on. Then by the end of the movie, I didn't know what the fuck happened, because he shoots him and there was no... Look, Jet Li was his partner. He shot the original rogue, supposedly, because now I'm because once we're going to start talking and breaking down.
Yeah.
He shot the original rogue in the face because he killed the wife and daughter and tried to kill him. So he broke out of it. He said, wait a minute. If I kill this guy, I could do plastic surgery and look like Jet Li. I could look like Jet Li, change my voice, and I could infiltrate these guys because they killed my family for revenge. I was like, hey, that's actually pretty cool. Stupid plot, but I thought that was a pretty cool revenge, right? You're going, wow. Next thing you know, they're fighting. When he's fighting the actual guy, the bad guy who set up the whole thing, he's like, remember me, I'm Tom Long. And he's like, I killed your real Long. And he was like, Crawford, which was played by Jason Statham, was Rogue. He was with me. And he's like, what? And he's chopping him up with the samurai sword. And I was like, what is going on now? When the hell was Jason Statham bad? I was like, this is getting crazy. I was like, okay. At the end of the movie, when they meet each other and they all sitting down and they're giving their kumbayas and talking to each other like nothing happened. He goes, Tom, are you ever going to forget me? And he shot him. I went, is this the movie? Like, is that it? And he goes, I'm not Tom no more. I'm Rogue. And he shot. And I was like, wait a minute. And that's when I texted you because I was lost. I'm like, did this dude die or did he survive? Because the movie just ends with Jet Li driving in the distance in the sunset. Did he fucking die? Like, what? What happened? I gave it a 3, by the way, because I want you, I gave it a 3, because I want you to start explaining to me, because this shit was confusing as fuck.
I can't explain it any better than that. That was a fantastic explanation. Yeah, this storyline is, oh my God. So, all right, I'll say this much. For the beginning, okay, you're right. I'll try my best. This guy, Jason Statham and this guy, Tom, are FBI agents. They're partners. Man. They're best friends. They go to each other's barbecues, crap like that, right? And they go on a mission.
Yes.
And the mission, they're stopping this guy, Rogue. Like I said, this movie just starts, it just drops you right in. There's no setup or nothing. And there's this guy named Rogue. And Rogue wears like a mask or something. Like Defensible the Opera. He wears the Undertaker mask from SummerSlam when he broke his nose or whatever. So he got the Undertaker mask on. He's like a Rogue. And they fight and then they think they shot him. They shot him. And he just
face.
Yeah. He's like, oh, he's so dead. He shot him in the face. Then a little while later, they're going to have a barbecue. And he's like, don't forget the steaks. He's like, I bring the steaks, honey. We got to stop for steaks. Then they're going to the house. And when they get there, it's all on fire. What happened? Apparently, Rogue didn't die. Mm-hmm. He came back. He killed Jason Statham's old partner and his wife and his kid and burned the house down. And Jason Statham's new mission is, I got to get this guy. All right, that's the basic. From then on, the rest of the movie is Jason Statham gets some new partners. One of them is just some random black guy that kind of looks like LL Cool J. And the other one is Han from Fast and Furious. And dude, he barely does anything, but he's there. Also, there's a lady. So there's some like lady. Yeah, who's not important either. So then the new Rogue, or not the new Rogue, excuse me, Rogue, he's pitting the Yakuza against the Triad. This is the most confusing movie. Like, I had no idea. They're saying all these names. They're all Asian. And I had no idea who was who. I was like, all right, which one is the Triad? Which one is the Yakuza? Yeah. Then freaking the girl from DOA, Dead or Alive, is in this. By the way, her acting was much better in this than it was in that movie.
Better. It was better.
Devin Aoki's in there, and she's like the daughter of one of them. I think the Yakuza guy. She's a Japanese. And the Triads are Chinese. I know that. But it was really confusing. I at one point, my brain, like, just my eyes glazed over. I was like, I don't have no idea who is who or what is what, right? And then we get to the end. I know this is a long recap, but it's got to be said. Then we get to the end. The Rogue, he saves the woman. He saves the wife and child, the Triad guy. Even though he killed him. But he saves the woman and child. He lets them drive off to start a new life with the golden horse. There's this whole thing with these golden horses. I don't know what any of that means, whatever. Then at the end, we get the final showdown. And Jason Statham's like, I found you. They fight on like in the same place where the beginning of the movie is set.
Yeah.
The fight's cool. Yeah. Then Jet Li beat each other up pretty much. And they're both like sitting on the floor, like beat up. And then you're right. There was a revelation that at some point, Jason Statham was doing bad stuff. And this is never, ever mentioned. This is never, ever talked about. And even when they say it and they show a little flashback, it still doesn't make any sense. I have no idea what he was doing or why. He's like, I gave him your address because I thought they were just going to rough you up a little bit. I thought they were going to go slap you around. I didn't know they were going to kill everybody. And then Jet Li's like, yeah, they killed everybody and I hate you now. So then at the end, he's like, can you forgive me? And they're standing there. Han's about to shoot Jet Li with a sniper. Jason Statham jumps in front of him and's like, no. Then Han leaves. He literally picks up his gun and leaves, and then Jet Li shoots him. And then the scene ends. And then it's morning, and my man has like a suit on, and he goes into like a Ferrari and drives away. And I'm like, this can't be the ending. This cannot be the end of the movie. And it is. It's literally the very end. It's the worst. It's one of the top 5 most worst endings of like a movie that I've seen in a really long time. It just is so random and weird. Anyway, all that said, I gave it a 1. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know who was who. I agree with you. This would have been probably like a 3 for me if the ending was different and if they made more logical choices with Jason Statham's character. But they tried to just add in all this just nonsense, and it didn't work for me. Also, Jet Li gets facial surgery, but also can't speak American English anymore. Like, he has a permanent Chinese accent now. Like, the dude... Okay, remember in Face Off, they switch and then they do like vocal, like, you know, it changes the tone. But how come he can't speak English anymore? He can only speak with an accent now. It's so, if you think too much about it, it'll rot your brain. So I gave it away. I think it's very stupid. Maybe this is why I got a 13%, just the storyline. Because it is, I hated it. But I think it could have been better if some things were different. Worst ending I've seen in a long time. That's why
it
was
bad. Dude, I literally rewinded it like 3 times to figure out if I missed the dialogue or something. But yeah. He literally shoots him. He lays on the floor and it cuts to the next day and he's driving his Porsche. I was like, what the hell? Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Life. And he sends the lady the head, and that was kind of cool.
I thought that was funny. But yeah.
But the gold horse, I don't know, there's too much going on. Okay, overall. Yeah.
Overall, I gave it a 3. It was still entertaining. It was confusing, but it was actually really entertaining. And I'm not going to lie, that twist really screwed me up. Because I was like, oh, wait, that was his partner? Because you know what? At the end, I don't know if it was his partner or Rogue. Because he was like, oh, Tom is dead, and I'm Rogue. And I'm like, so are you really Rogue or are you Tom? Because it still doesn't make sense. Like, it's like, are you, I mean, I understand. Then he maybe stood in that persona for so long that he is Rogue, you know, but it wasn't a really good clarification at the ending. It was just not. And I gave it a 3 because honestly, I really enjoyed the movie. I really liked it. I thought the action scenes were really good in any of them. I thought Jet Li was good. I like it because it was like a double deck of taco. You got Jason Statham as the hard taco and Jet Li as a soft taco. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
it was a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yes, Double Decker Supreme, baby. Because this was actually really good. And they did work very well together as villain and hero and hero and hero and whatever he was. I don't know what he was, but yeah, I liked it. I gave it a 3. I thought it was
good. All right. That's fair. I didn't like it. Only because of the story. Like, it was so... That drew me out of it so much that, like, the action was pretty good. Well, the second half of the movie, the action's pretty good. The first half, not that great. Very generic. So we have a category in this show that we do all the time, and we call stuff watchable crap. This is going to go into a different category. This is not watchable crap to me. This is a prototypical, what I like to call, dad movie. This is a dad movie. This is the movie that if you go with your dad to like Walmart and he saw it on the shelf, he'll be like, ooh, war, Jason Statham, Jet Li, this looks pretty good. And he'll buy it on DVD. This is that kind of movie. You know what I mean? A lot of 90s movies, a lot of like straight to video action. Those are dad movies. Like, yeah, my dad likes that movie. You know what I mean? My dad likes that movie. This feels like a dad movie. Watchable crap is a different level. That is like when it's really trash, but super entertaining. This is more like just so basic all across the board. It's just a dad movie. So I gave it a 2. I didn't really care for it. I'm trading in this Blu-ray next time I go to the bookstore. I don't want it any. I'll never watch it again. I only paid $5. I don't regret it, but I expected more to me for these two guys. These are like legends. I know they're both in Expendables, but they're friends in that one. And the fight, it was cool, but I wanted like a real epic, fight. You know what I mean? And it was cool. It was a cool fight. So I gave it a 2. You gave it a 3. We have different overalls here. What's your overall score?
A 20.
A 20 out of 25?
20 out of 25.
Okay. Mine was 13 out of 25. I didn't like it. We're not quite as far apart as we were on Assassins, but we're pretty far apart. Hey, it happens sometimes. Sometimes we're close. Sometimes we're far. This is one of those times. I hated this movie. The storyline's cock-a-doody, but it was, I will say, I laughed thinking about it. I laughed listening to your explanation, so that was pretty entertaining. If anything, it gave me some chuckles, so I can't get too mad.
Definitely going to clip both of those as as a promo.
That's the best. That's clip worthy. So we tried our best to explain it to you. If you've seen War, cool. If you haven't, Alex says, see it. You might like it. I say, don't. It's not good, but you still might like it. I don't know. Anyway, next week, this is going to be a fun one. It's going to be an interesting week. So next week, we got a little movie called Logan. Very excited to rewatch that. Been a couple of years since I've seen it. I do some Logan. And And then we're going with an action kind of comedy, kind of with a legend, an absolute legend. You might know him. His name is Jackie Chan. I think so far the only Jackie Chan movies we've done have been the Rush Hour movies. I don't think we've done any other Jackie Chans yet.
Enter the Dragon, he wasn't in it, right?
Nope. That was Bruce Lee. Nope. Yeah, I think this is our second kind of, but it's going to be a little 90s classic called Rumble in the Bronx.
So oh my God.
We could do some Rumble in the Bronx. I just picked it because I haven't seen it since I was like 10. So I was like, you know what? Let's go with the, because we're going to be doing Police Story, some of those movies later as a series. So I didn't want to pick one of those.
Yeah.
And there's not a ton of great standalone Jackie. It's like a bunch of stuff I've never heard of or old like Chinese movies. So I was like, this is accessible. This is like American. It was his first kind of big American type movie. So I said, let's do it. Why not? Rumble in the Bronx. So next week, quite a contrast. Logan and Rumble in the Bronx. That's what we're going to be doing next week.
Man, I haven't seen that movie in a long ass time. I mean, I know you did the Tuxedo. Isn't that another one?
The Tuxedo. Yeah. Shanghai Nights. Around
that
the world
was a
in
big one.
Days.
I remember that. He has a sequel.
But there's two of them. So maybe we could do like when we do the 2 month.
The two
first? Shanghai Nights and Shanghai Days or whatever the other one was called.
Yeah, I never seen those. But yeah, look, other than that, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to YouTube.com/GeeksAndFlix for the video version of the podcast. If you guys want to follow us on our Instagram account, please follow us at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Follow us, talk to us. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.